It's come around fairly quickly, and I guess there's been a fair bit of planning going on behind the scenes because of the reintroduction of the circulated saints.
Yeah, it's very exciting to have the circulated saints back in the competition, and yes, it's been, organisational change because they've been there before, but it's nice to have them back.
And they're not hard fielding a reserve side this year, and that's part of the deal. So obviously the reserves have got a separate roster, and that must have created a few headaches trying to figure that out, but you've got it all sorted now.
Yeah, we have. I shouldn't say we, because Morgan has done that. Morgan, as the competition manager, has been very good at that and actually got that under control, and I think all the clubs are happy with the result.
Okay, obviously there'll be buys in the senior competition this year because of the seven teams now, but you've also gone back to a four-week final series.
Yeah, look, it was debatable whether we should go to a four-week final series, but, the idea was to give as many people the opportunity to play finals football as possible, and I think that by opening it up to a final five, we give another side an opportunity to play, and we consider that the competition's going to be fairly even.
The under-18s competition's also undergone a name change. It'll be known as the Colts this year.
It has, yes, and again, a bit of a change. But in the last 2 years, we've opened up the age a little bit, and some of the clubs have struggled with under-18 players, so that we've allowed some overage players to play. So the thought was that in doing that, we probably should change the name to a Colts competition.
Okay, and it's still sponsored by the Road Safety Advisory Council?
Yeah, happy to have the Road Safety Advisory Council back on board. Fantastic sponsorship for us, and you know, we appreciate that, and hopefully we can deliver by allowing them access to our footy clubs.
And of course, we spoke about this last year, and it's a perfect fit with the youth competition, because they're the target audience, really, aren't they, for a lot of the Road Safety Advisory Council?
Yeah, definitely, and I think there will be meetings set up with all the clubs, and the Road Safety Advisory Council are going to come through and address all those under-18s or cult players. So I think you're definitely right, it is the target market.
Yeah, young blokes, of course, and you'll be having a Road Safety Awareness Week this season too as part of that, but also an Indigenous Week, which is great. A lot of places do this now.
Yeah, look, it's what everybody else is doing, but at the moment we're definitely talking about the Indigenous round, and it's something that we haven't done before, and just recognition of the First Nation people.
Yeah, and we need that too. Now, Andrew, Richo, you told me last season this is going to be your last season as president, but you're back again this year.
Oh yeah, this is my last one, Martin. I actually had two year term. I did give them some warning and say that I would like to have finished last year, but I haven't been able to find a successful replacement at the moment. But I've certainly told them that this is definitely, I will not be standing at the end of this year.
Okay, big shoes to fill for whoever takes over the job. The women's competition just goes from strength to strength as well, and we've got the All-Stars again this year, the All-Star Series, where they'll play the North and the South. They won it last year too, so that's got to be really good, isn't it?
It does, and I mean, it's just an opportunity for those girls to play at a higher level, and I think it's certainly something that I think we can take forward and possibly even do better in the men's competition.
Okay, now, underage competition, how's that looking? Because you also, the NWFL has under-12s, under-14s and under-16 competitions as well.
Yeah, we do, and they're all reporting very good numbers, and I think it's, again, it's going to be very positive for the juniors.
Okay, now, you've got a couple of special rounds coming up. The opening round, obviously, is a big one, but you've got Easter and Anzac Day. They're sort of running in consecutive weekends almost, aren't they?
They are, and it was just by chance, I suppose, that it's happened that way. But yes, we obviously have our normal Easter weekend with Good Friday, and I think Smithton this year, coming back in, have decided to play on Easter Monday against Penguin, so that spreads it across the weekend of Friday, Saturday, and Monday, which will give the people the opportunity to go to three games of footy if they particularly wanted to.
I noticed the competition, the whole competition has a week off for the long weekend in June. That was between round 10 and 11. That's normally the, I think, the combined game. Is it going to be a representative game this year? I know one of the teams, either the North or the South, aren't real keen on it.
No, there definitely is a North and South representative game, but that's the weekend that our Northwest women will be playing. So our women will be out, and I believe we're playing South up here on that Saturday.
Okay, so that'll be of the long weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Either Saturday or the Monday, Mum. Don't hang me, but no. I think it's either Saturday or Monday that our women will be playing. So it is that. That weekend of women's footy rather than men's footy.
Okay, round about the June 13th one. But anyway, it's going to be a fantastic season. Looking forward to it. We'll chat again as the season goes on. But thank you for your time this morning, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Martin.